Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about opportunity cost. Opportunity cost. This is a phrase you hear often in the financial world, where people talk about the opportunity cost of what you do with your money. So, for example, if you spend your money on one thing, there was opportunity that you could have used the money to do other things. You could have paid down debt here. You could have invested it here. You could have used it to buy this other thing. The opportunity cost. And often there is this hidden opportunity cost that we don't realize. The opportunity cost is an interesting thing because it's hidden. When we choose, a lot of it comes down to decision making, and opportunity cost should factor into that decision making. So when we talk about opportunity cost, it's the example of all the lost interest that you could have been making because you used your money for this over here. Now, I think this opportunity cost has got a deeper meaning for us today. This applies in the financial realm, but I think it also applies in the area of our time, where we're spending our money, where we're investing our time. Maybe there is opportunity to be spent better in another area. And there's this hidden opportunity cost that we don't even see really. That, hey, we spent this time over here, but it could have been so much better invested over here. We missed that opportunity. Then there's the example of what we choose to focus on. We talk a lot about our positioning and what we're magnifying every day, what we're focused on, how our emotional state is. When we get out of position in our lives, we lose that opportunity to grow with God. We lose that opportunity for His grace and His kingdom and all He has for us to flow in our lives. And it's these hidden opportunities that we often miss. And something I've learned about just walking with God through the years, He creates amazing opportunities for you. He creates amazing opportunities for you. And if you follow His lead, He'll show you how to maximize this concept of the opportunity cost, has been my experience with Him. But let's get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we start these daily communion meditations is about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer. To get still and examine ourselves, we talk about our four fundamentals to be putting into practice each day. And I believe as you put those into practice, God's going to help you make the most of the opportunities that come your way. So let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. And as my daughter, my oldest daughter constantly reminds me, you got to put the fun in the fundamentals. You got to make them fun. To put these four things into practice each day and to bring them, to do them with joy, to do them with energy. Because you're doing them with God. Each day, we're supposed to be making today a masterpiece. Part of that is doing the things you know to do and just doing them with joy, doing them with excitement each day. Wake up full of energy, like a kid waking up on Christmas morning today. So our four fundamentals, getting positioned in the light, magnifying the light, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today, and taking action and doing the things that you know to do. Let's talk about our first one, position in the light. This is the on-off switch. We've got to turn the lights on every day. Every day as time moves forward, another day. Time and space are connected. So as time moves forward, your positioning has to keep moving forward with it. You got to keep repositioning yourself back into the light every single day. This is very important. You have to understand that as time moves forward, time and space are connected. As time moves forward, your old positioning from yesterday doesn't carry over. You have to keep repositioning back every day. How do we do this? How do we keep the lights on here? Number one, stay positioned in forgiveness. Receiving that forgiveness from God. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light. And that transfer happens because of the forgiveness of sins. Receiving that from Him, and then we've got to forgive ourselves. It's got to flow all the way through us out into the world. And often we forget to forgive ourselves in the middle. Then we got to walk in forgiveness with other people, giving them the same grace and forgiveness that God has given us. And the motivation behind all that forgiveness was love. Love and light are one and the same thing. To walk in the light is to walk in love, because they're both God. God is love. God is light. To receive that love from God, which surpasses all of our understanding. It's greater than anything we can even know, I think. How great His love is for us. His love has been shed abroad in our hearts. To receive that from Him. And then we've got to love ourselves the way that He's loved us and begin to walk in love with other people the way that He's loved us. One of the most important things, I think, I've been thinking about this concept, is just for us to truly experience His love. You might see people that are not walking in love with other people out here. And really what it comes down to is experiencing God's love personally in their own lives. People talk about, oh, God loves us so much, He sent His one and only Son. And that's true, but they often see that as this concept that's not personal to them. When you personally experience His love and His kindness and His goodness, and you receive that from Him, and then it's just a matter of letting it flow through you, to walk in that with yourself and other people the way that He's loved you, to truly experience that. And how are we going to experience that? Get positioned in the light. But this is all received by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. Just stay positioned in thankfulness. Remember, this is the on-off switch. It's either on or it's off. We're either positioned in gratitude and praise and love and forgiveness, or we're not. It's either on or off. It's hot or cold, black or white. So the opposite of gratitude and praise is complaining. The opposite is complaining. And what I want to tell you today is this not worth it? To step out of forgiveness, to get into unforgiveness, to step out of love, to step out of gratitude and praise and get into complaining mode is not worth it. It might feel good in the moment to step out of this, to snap at somebody, to start complaining and venting and doing all those things. It might feel good at the moment, but it has a tremendous opportunity cost, because you're stepping out of the light. And what's in the light? Everything God has is in the light. Everything God has, He's given us in Christ. It's in this kingdom. He's given us his spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his faith, his kindness, goodness, his, think about this, his peace, not your peace. You can have his peace. You can have his joy. You can have his mind and wisdom and thoughts and solutions to the problems that you're facing. You can have his health and energy flowing through you. You can have his time. You can have access to his finances. You can have access to everything he has. Given it to us freely in Christ. And when we get out of position, there's a tremendous opportunity cost. We might think we're doing good by getting back at somebody that wronged us or whatever it may be. But we get out of the light, there's this tremendous opportunity cost. All this we're missing out on. And we don't even know it sometimes. Missing out on all of this. It's not worth it. So, our second fundamental, we got to get positioned in the light, and then we got to begin to magnify that light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. And it's all about what you're focused on. We're all magnifying something every day based on what we're focused on. What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? What are we meditating on in our heart? What are we rolling over consistently in our minds all day? That's what we're magnifying. As we begin to magnify the light, and we'll talk about how to do that in just a second, it's like it expands the capacity. That light starts in our spirit, but we've got to expand it out into our mind, into our emotions, and out into the world. It's like it begins to expand the capacity. Position in the light turns the supply on. As we expand the capacity, it opens up the ability for God to be able to flow more through you, to be able to receive more from him and have it flow through you, and to become more fixed and consistent and immovable and established in this. Where no matter what's going on around you, you stay positioned in this. So how do we magnify the light? We can magnify God's word. You can have his promises and scripture just rolling over in your mind all day long. You can be reading his word. You can be connecting with him through his word. You can magnify his word and give his word a bigger priority and a higher place in your life. We can be meditating on and magnifying his unfailing love. We just sit there and you think about his unfailing love for you. You can magnify his faithfulness, that he's always on time, that he always fulfills his promises, that he'll never let you down. He'll never leave you or forsake you. You can just be thinking about these things, pondering them, rolling them over in your mind all day. You can think about his mighty works, how nothing's impossible for him, all he's already done for you in your life, testimonies of what he's done in other people's lives. You can think about all he's already done for us in Christ. You can think about our righteousness in Christ, our right standing with God. We have peace and blessing and favor. We can begin to meditate and think on those things. That God's with you. He's for you. He wants to help. You can think about this amazing treasure that he put on the inside of you. The Bible says we have treasures in jars of clay. Think about this amazing treasure and inheritance that he's put on the inside of you. You can begin to meditate on whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. You begin to meditate on all that's going well and see the world through the lens of what's going well in our life. Now, this is not denying that there's problems. Jesus says, in this world, you're going to have issues. You're going to have problems, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. This is about seeing these problems, looking them in the face, and bringing them into the light, and magnifying God as bigger. Often, we're looking at our problems, and we see the problem is this big, and God is this big. As we begin to magnify God, the size of those problems in our minds begin to diminish, and we see God as so much bigger that, hey, this is nothing for him. This is choosing not to magnify the problems, but to choose to magnify God instead. That he's so much bigger and he wants to help and nothing's impossible for him. But he does give us a choice. We could choose to magnify darkness, and it comes with a tremendous opportunity cost and all we're missing out on in our lives. Think about all we're missing out on when we choose to magnify darkness instead. All that God wants to flow through our lives, we're missing out on. We could choose to magnify darkness by meditating on and rolling over in our minds all the ways that people have wronged us, all the things they could have done, they should have happened. We can choose to magnify the issues and the problems, just rolling them over in our minds consistently. We could choose to magnify the darkness by dwelling on the past and all the bad things that have happened previously in our lives. Things people have done to us, mistakes we've made, we can choose to meditate those and magnify those. We could choose to just spend our time worrying about an uncertain future. An uncertain future with fear and dread of what's coming in the future. We could choose to spend our time trying to figure it all out in our mind. To solve all of our problems and figure everything out from every angle, toiling away in our mind. But that comes with a tremendous opportunity cost. Because the more you do that, the more you're magnifying darkness. And the more stressed out, the more hopeless you feel, the more confused you feel about which way to go, what to do. Because the solution's found in the light. And whatever we are magnifying, and wherever we are positioned comes with symptoms. And we got to get good at recognizing these symptoms and learn to turn it back around because we realize, hey, wait a minute, I'm missing out on something right now. If I'm positioned in this, I'm missing out on something right now. There's a tremendous opportunity that I'm missing out on right now because I'm choosing to magnify these things. When we're positioned in darkness, we're magnifying darkness. Everything feels heavy. Everything feels oppressive. It feels like all the pressure and the weight of the issues are on you. It's on you to figure it out. It's on you to make it happen. It might feel hopeless or like you're trapped or you're stuck and there's no way out. You're going to feel your energy levels begin to go down and down and down and down. You might say, why am I so tired all of a sudden? Or why am I so tired all the time if this has been a habit? I can hear some people saying, I get my rest. I eat good. I exercise. Why am I so tired all the time? Because of this. Some people do all the right things physically in their health, but they don't do these parts of the health, the spiritual and mental and emotional parts of health, and they don't feel good. Recognizing these symptoms, there's the fear, the stress, the worry, dread of the future, confusion on what to do. Maybe you feel like you're stuck in some kind of vicious cycle that you can't get out of. But when we're positioned in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. Rest in your soul. Usually you're more present. You can rest in your soul and all of a sudden your presence begins to increase. And all of a sudden you become more and more aware of what's going on around you. And you see all these hidden opportunities in your day that you never knew were there before because we were in the darkness. All of a sudden, you rest in your soul and your presence begins to increase. And your eyes begin to open. When we get more present, we get more externally focused. When we're focused on darkness, what is, you know, black, the color black is all the colors absorbed in. Focused on darkness, we tend to be inward focused. When we're magnifying the light, it makes us more externally focused. And all of a sudden, we can see all these opportunities that begin to get illuminated that we couldn't see before. Everything is free and easy and effortless. And all of a sudden, your energy levels begin to rise up. That faith and courage in you begin to rise up. Then there's that peace that surpasses all understanding. It's God's, you can have God's peace flowing through you. You can have His joy, which is your strength, flowing through you. You can have hope in any and every situation. Then there's the aha moments where just these flashes of insight, flashes of brilliance just come into your mind and you know exactly what to do. You know exactly what to do because His wisdom begins to flow. This is where we got to recognize those symptoms. Ever find that I'm off track? Only takes 1 second to turn around. Change your focus, get right back positioned in thanksgiving and praise. And gratitude, start magnifying God, get into His word, start magnifying His promises and His love and His faithfulness and His mighty works. Just start meditating on those things. You can be right back, spun back around in literally 1 second. And it just begins to flow suddenly. It's truly a gift of grace. It's an amazing thing. And all of a sudden, God can restore some of those opportunities that you missed. He can restore things that you missed out on if you just make the turn. So then we got to stay tuned in each day. Our third fundamental, as you do these first couple of steps, it's going to be do something like tuning a radio receiver. So think about this. If you're driving along in your car and you're listening to the radio, you got to pick a station. Can't really listen to multiple stations at one time. So whatever station you choose to listen to, there's an opportunity cost. You could have been listening to something else. Each day as we stay tuned in for God, we're going to get his leading and direction coming through. But we could choose to tune into something else, to stay focused on other things, to not be listening for his leading and direction. And there's an opportunity cost with that because we miss out on his leading and direction for today. So each day, taking the time to stay tuned into him. One of the things I like to do every day is before bed, get a pen and paper. I usually use my journal and just ask God, what is it you're trying to show me today? And I just get still and I'll listen. And what I've learned is, if I have a day where I have nothing to write about, I have nothing. It either means I wasn't tuned in very well, I was listening to something else, wasn't tuned in very well, or I wasn't positioned or magnifying the right things. And what will I do? I'll make a quick turn. Father, forgive me. I wasn't staying tuned in very well today. Would you please show me again what I've missed today? If I missed something that you're trying to get across to me, would you please show me it again? And he is so kind and gentle and faithful. If you'll do that and you just get listen, you'll listen for a second, he'll show you every single time. Think about this. You got the God who knows everything. He's trying to lead us and guide us every day. But we've got to stay tuned in and listening for him. And there will be times in life where you don't know what to do. Decisions you're faced with. Which way should I go? Which step should I take? Some decisions, God's going to help you maximize the opportunity cost. And those are situations where you got to wait until you know. When you don't know what to do, wait for his leading. Wait for his direction. Proverbs 8 says, blessed is the man who listens for me, who waits daily in my doorway. Wait till you know. He'll give you this leading and you'll know that you know that you know that you know that this is the step. This is the way. This is the path forward. And then once you know, our fourth fundamental, take action. What do you know to do today? Put those things into practice. Put them into action immediately. There's this balance in life of waiting and then taking action. Wait until you know, and then once you know, take action immediately. Often we get this to-do list of things that's piling up on the inside. And to use our example, we turn on the lights, that gets the supply flowing. We expand the capacity where God can begin to flow more through us by what we're magnifying. And then as we take action and do those things that we know to do, it allows that water to flow through us, that living water to flow through us in our life. And the quicker we are to take action, the more God can flow through us at a higher rate. So is there anything in your conscience maybe you've been procrastinating on? Like, oh, I know I need to do that. I keep meaning to do that, but I keep forgetting to do it, or I keep putting it off for whatever reason. Those are things to take action on today. Is there an area where you have a leading from God or some excitement about an area? Those could be cues as well. And then taking action the right way, doing it with God, doing it with a willing heart, with a good attitude, doing it with confidence in him, because you're trusting that he's right there doing these things with you. He's going to help you. He's going to sustain it. He's going to back whatever it is that you're doing that he's led you to do. As you begin to do this, and this grace begins to flow through you, you receive it from God, it begins to flow through you out into the world. It does something like magnetizes you. In the world of science, you have electrical current flowing through a wire. It turns that wire into a magnet. You can also create what's called temporary magnets, where you take a magnet and you put it on, let's say, a nail, and you slide the magnet over the nail in the same direction over and over. It often takes 30 or 40 times. You keep doing that over and over. All of a sudden, it turns that nail into a magnet. I believe as you keep repositioning yourself in the light, you keep magnifying the light, you keep listening, you keep doing the things that you know to do, it turns you into a magnet. It begins to pull more and more of all that God has for you into your life. It begins to magnetize you. So let's take a look at the opportunity cost here. Here's some real world examples. Real world examples coming from the area of money. So let's say you wanted, let's say you needed to buy a car. We were faced with this, a similar decision as this very recently. Let's say you want to buy a car. Well, these days, let's say you bought a $20,000 car. And these days you can find a lot of car loans for about 2% interest. A new car, you might be able to get 1 point something. A used car, you might get 2 to 3% interest, maybe 3 to 4. A $20,000 loan at 2% over the course of 5 years, you're going to pay $22,081 to purchase that car over 5 years. Now, here's the opportunity cost. You could buy that car with cash. If you had the cash to buy it, you could go in and buy that car with cash. And you own it free and clear. Okay, but if you do that, look at the opportunity cost. If that same $20,000, you didn't use it to buy the car, but you bought the car with the 2% loan. This is the leading that God began to lead us as we're thinking about buying cars. That same $20,000, if it was growing at 5%, which we have investments that are growing at 5%, pretty much guaranteed. It's pretty easy to find investments that grow at 5%, guaranteed money. It's going to grow 5% every single year, guaranteed minimum. $20,000 at 5%, you would have $25,525. So as an example, if you bought the car with cash, you lost out on the opportunity cost to make $5,525 over the course of 5 years. You would have made an extra $1,000 a year. You lost out on that extra $1,000 a year that you could have had if your money was just growing at 5%, if you kept it invested instead of investing into the car. So if you bought the car with a 2% loan and you kept your money invested, you didn't use your money to buy the car, but you kept your money invested at that 5%, you would actually come out ahead where you make $3,400 about over the course of 5 years. Now, let's say that money was working for you at 15%. Let's say you had credit card debt. You had $20,000 of credit card debt and you had to choose, do I buy the car for $20,000 or do I put the money toward the credit card debt? Well, in this example, 2% loan on the car, you're paying $22,000. That same money, if you had used it to pay down the credit card debt, $40,000. So you're actually making $18,000 in the process over the course of 5 years. Now, you could invest it. There's a lot of investments you can find that will get you 15%. If you do a good job with your investing, there's investments that will get you 15%. $20,000 at 15%, $40,000. So if you took that, you bought the car and you paid the 2% loan, you pay $22,000 over the course of the loan, but you take that money and invest it and you're making 15% over those 5 years. You made $40,000. You actually gained, you actually netted $18,000. So there was an opportunity cost of paying cash. Paying cash actually lost you money in this case because the cost of borrowing was significantly less than what you could have been making with opportunities other places. So everything we do has opportunity costs. How we use our money has opportunity costs. Where we are positioned every day has opportunity costs. When we get positioned in darkness, we're missing out. And these are the most important areas, I think, the positioning, the magnifying, the listening, the what are we taking action on, how we're spending our time. Money's a small thing compared to these. Jesus says, money's a little thing. If you can't get the money right, how can you get all these other things right? Jesus says. Where your position, what you're magnifying, what you're choosing to listen to, there's an opportunity cost. I found one of the greatest habits that's helped me is listening to things like we're doing right now every day. Listening to about at least 20 minutes of things like we're doing right now every day. Where you choose to put your time. Where you choose to invest your time, what you choose to do with your time, there's opportunity cost. And I've found in my walk with God, because as an example, We were looking at maybe paying cash for a car. And I felt like God was saying to me, no, look at what you're missing out on if you do that. Why would I do that when you could be missing out on $40,000 in the other places? And I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you sustain the payments on it as well. There's a lot that we're often missing out on. So we're going to take communion over this. Asking for God's help. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you. For your great love for us. That you loved us so much. You were willing to send your one and only Son. And Jesus was willing to come for us. So we can have life. Father, we're asking for your help today. Help us make the most of the opportunities that we have in every area of our lives. I believe, as I've walked with you, Father, you've shown me the things that you've led me in. You've taught me how to do this more and more, but I'm asking for your help today for all those that are watching or listening, and for myself, that you would help us to grow to another level in this. To see the opportunities that are around us every day. They're there. To open our eyes to them and help us make the most of every opportunity. To be good stewards of the gifts and the resources, the money and the time and the attention that you've given us. To make the most of every opportunity. Father, we thank you for this bread, and that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he said, take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. And the cup of God's wrath was poured full strength onto the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of his blessing. And every time we take communion, it says we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which is a big deal. Because in the case of a will or an estate or a trust, you got to proclaim the death to activate all of the benefits, to activate all of the inheritance. So Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And I believe as you see God flowing in your life, helping you to make the most of the opportunities that you have, it's going to happen. You have this partnership with God. He wants to help with this. He's going to help you to know him better, to know his love and his grace and his wisdom, just to know his heart. And that's what it's all about. So Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying that light. Pay attention to the symptoms today. If you ever get off track, turn it around quickly. Stay tuned in today. If you feel like you missed it, ask him to show you again. Ask him to repeat it again. Keep doing the things that you know to do today and doing them together with God. Do it in partnership with him. And he's going to lead you day by day to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.